know that moment when you realize you have mastered your wellness. When you become so resilient, you can conquer any hiccup life throws you. Yeah, well, me either. But I still ride unicorns. I'll teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect your success in nutrition, exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. It's your reality, and you need to do it your way. Self-care and self-love are anything but selfish. Take charge. Get excited. If not now, then when? Grab your espresso and get ready to talk all things wellness. It's time for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with Coach Peggy Wellness right now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio. I'm Coach Peggy here with you tonight on Transformation Talk Radio. I have back a really special guest. You saw her last week on part one. Today is part two. We're talking about getting out of your comfort zone. I have Dr. Emma Mardlin here with me. And I know you brought your coffee mug, your tea. I'm sure
I
you
did.
Brought your tea.
I eat with my tea. Absolutely.
It's your tea. Today I have, I'm a unicorn. Today I'm a unicorn, my dream big one.
Oh, fabulous.
Yes.
I don't have a message, but it's more the significance behind the cup because it makes me laugh because some people, they're so grateful for when I help them. They like to give me all kinds of random things. So I love this cup because it has very special meaning of helping somebody.
All right, Dr. Emma, let me tell you what's so awesome about her. So she has actually written two books. The one we're talking about today is Out of Your Comfort Zone. Her first book, you can kind of see it a little bit behind her there, is Mind Body Diabetes, and that's a 5-star book, very exciting. She is has a PhD. She's an amazing woman. She's an international trainer in her field, metaphysical researcher, and she has a Pinnacle Practice in London, very popular clinician, loves what she does, yeah. Changing lives. So welcome back to the show. How are you?
I am very good. Thank you. Very pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me back on the show.
I'm really thrilled to have you back. Last time when we talked about why it's important to feel fear somewhat. And I mean, because that's what keeps us safe sometimes, fear of heat or whatever, don't touch the stove again. But getting out of your comfort zone, why that's so important. And we talked about your zone test, which is amazing. You guys, you can take that test, get a score, and she gives you a great kind of guide, pathway, lane to go through some tools and strategies and lots of questions to get you outside your comfort zone a little.
Well, you can take that free online, actually, on my website, which is all the W's, outofyourcomfortzone.uk, and you can take the automated free zone test, and it will give you your score afterwards and a small breakdown of where you're at in life and what your current comfort zone is and what you need to do to really build on that to evolve and go forward in life.
I want to talk about the 7 successful strategies, the creating kind of the change windows. If you could take us through that, take the floor from me and share with us what, so we can do anything.
Sure, fabulous. Well, there are obviously 7 steps, successful steps to change that are in the beginning of the book. So just taking one of them to talk about because they can get
questions. Oh, I can, yes.
As you know,
pick your favorite.
There are the opportunities life presents moment to moment when you can actually make a different decision that will change your life. So stop being stuck in the sameness. So for example, if you're in a coffee shop and you always order the same drink, you always order the same coffee, you could choose something absolutely different. And, you know, even something as small as that can create different changes for different reasons. Just a very small, silly example, but I'm talking about in the grand scale of life, when you are doing something on a consistent basis and you get presented with a different opportunity to do something different, go for it, choose it and enjoy it, embrace it. And through that change, other change will happen. And, you know, when you change, the world around you changes, like I've mentioned before, and it really does cause a difference. So in a scenario with one of my clients, she was in an absolute wreck. She wouldn't come out of her house. She had agoraphobia. Mm-hmm. And you know, one day she actually made a change to actually say, you know, I'm going to get help and I'm going to do something about it. Now, that was only to make a phone call to somebody else who actually then called me. But the fact she chose to call somebody who was different to who would be a normal support network, they actually chose myself to call, and then I was able to help her and build up something and get her out of the house. Then she actually came to my practice for therapy, and the changes were just phenomenal. So from having again a severe anorexia, from having tried to actually hang herself 3 times, she got 5 children as well, so it was impacting on all their lives. She got very little money, she got severe depression, she'd been raped a few times when she was younger, you name it. This lady had everything that had gone off. It was the full package, and she was just absolutely a wreck by the end of it. But within 6 months of actually pushing out of her comfort zone, she turned her life around, and she actually now works very successfully for the emergency services. But she, it really took some doing and convincing for her to get out. And, you know, it was a very step-by-step process. Right. But my point is really from taking that opportunity of a change window that she had, and she thought, actually, I can't just keep staying in the house. I'm going to, you know, build up the confidence to make that one phone call. That one phone call that made a difference, who was to somebody else, and that person, for whatever reason, chose my number to call me to see if I could help at all, because her NHS team, that's the National Health Service in the UK, they'd actually given up on this lady, and they'd actually told her that they didn't know what to do with her, and that she would also be on antidepressants all her life. It's a common theme, unfortunately. But through talking to her and giving her that confidence, actually, no, you are okay. We'll deal with this. There's loads of ways to deal with it. She made that change window, and she, you know, that turned her life around. So from just that one different decision.
That baby step. Yeah, we don't think about that.
Massive difference.
Yeah, yeah. The domino effect, I mean, it just opens up, as you say. I like the way you look at that. That's a window to opportunity. Yeah, this happens and this happens, and you know, it's like smiling at a stranger. You never know how that's changed something. That when you talk about the 3-day resiliency, the builder, the 3-day, I think it's the three, what is it called?
The 30 day.
The challenger. I know, 3 whole days.
3 days too easy.
3 days are too easy. But the challenges that you do, you know, what is so special about yours?
They're so carefully crafted in terms of building up to the components of what we need for an indestructible mindset. Because if we said mindset determines everything, healthily paths you choose in life, absolutely everything. So it builds up to getting all these components right. So it's not so much what the resilience builders are. It's about whether you have the flexibility to do them, the tenacity, whether you can lose your inhibitions to do them, whether you have the balls to do them.
Exactly.
So it's about actually just pushing yourself forward. So it can be something from as simple as smiling at 5 people and striking up a conversation with somebody you don't know. And that may sound really simple to someone like ourselves, but to a lot of people, I notice in society how insular they are. And while they are very social on social media, on the internet, they're very contained and not very sociable. Outside, and don't give you eye contact. I mean, I have a lovely dog path near me, but and I go around smiling at everybody, stroking the dogs, but the amount of people that walk with their eyes down, they don't look at you and they don't want to give eye contact. Not everyone, obviously, but a lot of people increasingly do that. So this is about taking people out of their comfort zone gradually, so they can start building that resilience up. But it combats things like losing your inhibitions. So going out, having some fun, putting some sense of humor into things. So I suggest if you're out with your friends, have a challenge whereby you choose a random word, a funny phrase, and you just have to put it into a conversation that you're having with somebody who has no idea about what you're doing. So, you know, you have their reaction to contend with, you have your own embarrassment to contend with, and the little dare to do something. But I think it's good to always push your comfort zone in terms of little dares or something unusual. For example, I say with my partner, there's a local bakery, and they don't take card under if it's under a certain amount. So I said, right, I don't have any change on me, but I really fancy a donut today. The challenge is we have to go and get a free donut. So the idea was to actually go into the bakery and order the donut. So they've done it all and everything else. And I go, forgotten my card. I haven't got my card on me. I haven't got any change. So, you know, at the end of the day, we can get away with a free donut.
And it's just, I knew I loved you.
It's just a silly, silly challenge. And some are, but, you know, it's about pushing those boundaries, because yeah, when it actually comes, it's okay reading them and going, yeah, yeah, I can do that. But when it actually comes down to doing them, have people got the bottle to do it?
So if you take it through this process, if you have the zone test, and you kind of figure out how you rank on being out of your comfort zone, and then they're working with you on these little mini challenges to continue to get out of their comfort zone. Because some things seem, you know, holding a tarantula can be no big deal to someone, but for someone else could be horrific. Yeah. So do you work with them to come up with their own little creative kind of menu to build their, you know, resiliency or their comfort, their little test? How do you do that? Like, smile at someone. Who makes that up? You or them or...
You can do that, so you can tailor it to yourself as well. So I call that fear flipping, because whatever something is, you know, scares you, or if it's important to you, it's important, because whilst it might not be to the next person, it's obviously something that's holding you back. No matter how big or small it may be, it's there. So it's about looking at what you're scared of and then looking at what the converse of that is, so you can flip it round and think, okay, well, if I'm scared of tarantulas, the flip side of that is being able to hold one. So the challenge would be go to a you know, a zoo or a garden center or somewhere that allows you to do that in a safe place, and go and do it. But all the time in the book, it gives you from baby steps, so ways to cope with things in the moment, if you're going to do it that way, and state control and mindset. So you have all the tools and resources to do it that way. But you, sometimes it's just not possible to go and confront your fear. Otherwise, we'd all do that and we'd all have no fears. So sometimes we have to build up the resilience to be able to put ourselves in the space in the first place. And I always say a good warm-up makes for a better performance, as you'll definitely know in terms of the physical aspect of health as well. And so we have that angle of things, and really the resilience builders, there's one for every day over 30 days. And I'm actually putting them out on social media as well at the moment, with little posters, so people can do something every day. And they do get more intense. So, you know, even starting a business or a different hobby, different interest is one of them. Just changing your clothes to wear something different that you wouldn't normally wear. Help somebody that's homeless by the Homeless Big Issue magazine, because a lot of people, again, they're embarrassed to go and help and go and ask somebody what their story is for the fear of being conned. I have so many stories about that, because I will go and help anybody, or I'll go and buy people a drink and actually just give them a few minutes to tell their story, and you can soon tell whether somebody's genuine or not. So lose your inhibitions, go and help people. You know,
and it gets comfortable, honestly, fast. We go from uncomfortable to comfortable to complacent, it seems like, if we allow it, pretty quickly.
Oh, yes.
Really. Yeah. I mean, we're an amazing machine. When we were talking anxiety last week, we were talking about how we can really manipulate and work through this and get off some of these mental health medications. It really is the mindset and aligning ourselves, and you've shown that. Studies are showing that. Can we shift to some of the, a little, because you are a type 1 diabetic and you've managed that for over 20 years now. I wanted to see if we could, What's that?
Nearly 100% reversed, I'll have you know.
Oh, and you do have me know. With a 5.8 hemoglobin A1C, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, I read.
And
diabetes, not a diabetic.
Yes.
It's not static. Mine's going.
Look at your mindset, girl. That's an A+. That's an A+.
So, oh, thank you from you. That's good.
That's awesome. So I was thinking about foods because I know with myself, I work really hard on eating anti-inflammatory type foods. So I stay away from certain foods. And then I was thinking about anxiety and your work and the thoughts you have around certain foods and how we fuel ourselves and we can work around, because the world is anxiety ridden. So can you chat with me about your thoughts all around that and comfort zone? And
absolutely. I mean, the first one people think, when they're anxious, they will go for comfort food. Mm-hmm. And people think, you know, there's something in comfort food, but actually it's the worst thing you can eat because of all the sugars that are in it. And they raise blood sugars, obviously, and they raise insulin levels. And this goes for any of us, not just anybody with diabetes. Mm-hmm. And that causes then our adrenal glands to pump out adrenaline. And that's actually what causes us to feel anxious and have the anxiety. So whilst it might temporarily make you feel good and give you the endorphins because you're eating that comfort food, it actually long term, it's really the worst thing you can possibly eat. So great things are salmon and spinach because they contain a lot of magnesium, and that really dilutes the cortisol levels within the body. And cortisol, as we all probably know, is the stress hormone. So anything you can do to actually get that down and balance that out is fantastic. So salmon and spinach, I would say they're a real good key there. We talked about the porridge because it induces serotonin, which is a feel-good happy chemical. But we've also got the drinks like a black tea. Obviously, I love my tea, but if you have it black, it contains a natural substance called L-theanine, and that's been scientifically researched to provide a calming yet alert effect, and also negates the tea's caffeine effects as well, because obviously foods and drinks with caffeine in really increase anxiety as well. So it's great to just ditch those, get rid of those, and have as much water as you possibly can, and then black tea is a great help with it. So there are so many things we can do, and lots of foods with B vitamins in, so whole grain breads and really good whole foods, beans, legumes, those sort of food groups. So sometimes a vegan diet is actually just really good because of the kind of food groups it makes you eat a lot more of. However, then you have to be careful, you know, you don't miss out on certain good things like your salmon. So it's important to keep those levels up. But it's not just nutrition as well. There's sometimes medical reasons why we may have background anxiety. So Wilson's disease that I talked about on our last episode that I had, that caused intense anxiety when I was younger, and I had no reason to be anxious. Wasn't an anxious person, but I had all that going off. So sometimes it can be something underlying. As I've said, it could be a lack of B vitamins, it could be iron deficiency, a thyroid problems, even Lyme's disease. So, you know, or perimenopause, because lots of women really suffer with intense anxiety because it can be hormone imbalances and they can be a nightmare with it. So it's important to be very aware of all the different reasons. But on the topic of anxiety, I always say it's actually important to acknowledge it as a good thing, because it's literally just a feedback mechanism from our body to say that just something isn't quite right that's going on. And it's important to listen to that so we can work out, is it a food, is it medical?
We just try to fix it. Swallow something to fix it. We don't want to be aware of it. Feel it. Feel that, because it's a red flag. It's there for a reason. Cravings and symptoms and behaviors are telling us something. All three of those things are giving us some sort of
exactly
hint.
It's usually something psychological, deep-rooted, that comes tapping from the back of your mind. The unconscious mind comes tapping on the conscious. And the way it does that is give you the anxiety to alert you to something not being quite right. So most often it is some psychological trigger. But as I say, it could be lots of reasons as well. Even you may have a very high intuition alert radar where you actually detect other people's energy, and that may make you feel anxious, but again, it's still your body alerting you to something, to think, well, there's something not quite right with my friend, and you know, I need to listen to that. Or you might be detecting something in the future, a future event that may be occurring that isn't good, and you need to be aware of, and you need to think about. So there's a whole host
of attention to the awarenesses. When the part of the book where you talk about intuition and awareness, you know, the metaphysical part of the stepping out of your comfort zone, it's really hard to step out of it and try to fix something if you're not willing to figure out the root cause or what it is and sit in that silence and figure, because we're all intuitive to a certain level and we all recognize we can get better at that. The whole quantum world, I want you to take me into the quantum world right now.
Well, I love the quantum world, and that really is a no comfort zone area, because it is about having to explore yourself. And as I said, actually, without sounding too corny, love yourself enough to be able to dig deep and actually find out what you want in life and who you really are, and listen to your emotions, listen to what's going on in your body. So like I said, anxiety is a big one. Something isn't quite right. So what's not quite right? What keeps representing itself that needs addressing in your life to basically unblock energy? And once you have, you know, stepped out of your comfort zone to explore this, and the book helps by going through so many questions and so many techniques to get you to that point, to get you to the very root of the root, to find out, you know, what energy is being blocked. What is it really that's the problem? What's the fear behind the fear that you need to address? Because once that's unblocked, once that's removed, and there's obviously all the techniques on how to do that, then you become, like I said, this blank canvas of energy, that's just there ready to go, because you don't want the negative blockages. You just want it to be positive, because in terms of quantum physics, all this is based on the premise that like attracts like in terms of particles and energy. So, you know, if you're negative and you've got all these blocked energies, you're just going to attract more negativity. That's right. And that's why we, you know, bad things tend to happen in threes, or, you know, why do bad things always keep happening to me? I hear that a lot of the time. Yeah. And that's simply why, because you're feeling negative and you attract more negativity. So we want a positive blank canvas to then start attracting all that positivity back, because like I said, like attracts like in terms of particles and energy, but also in terms of our deep belief system, our thoughts and our feelings, our emotions. They're the key intangibles that we don't see, but they are there, and they're what's really affecting our life, because the particles and energy are also like attracted to them. So whatever thoughts you're putting out there, whatever your deep core beliefs and emotions that you feel most predominantly, they are what you're attracting. But when you get those tuned in and aligned to what you really want, then you will attune the other universal external particles in line with what you want. So eventually, in line with your thoughts, beliefs, and emotions, they will meet with the material world to form your future going forward. So that's what we talk about in terms of the quantum. The quantum is the future in terms of what we actually determine right now by our thoughts, deep beliefs, and emotions. Hence, they're so important that we're emotionally cleansed. And really, that's one of the third reasons I say of getting out of your comfort zone is tackle the root, the deep emotional cleansing. Because once we're emotionally cleansed with everything, you've worked through the book step by step to do that, then the world's your oyster, because what do you want and what, you know, that you can program into
your mind. They get fearful. Oh no, I'm in charge.
Exactly. That's why I say it's a no comfort zone area. So yeah. People, if you really want something, then you have to get rid of everything, emotionally cleanse, no inhibitions, have that unstoppable mindset that I talk about, the zone zero personality I talk about.
That's what I was just going to ask you. Is that the zone zero, that zone zero personality?
Oh, yes. They are the kind of people that may even work the quantum without even knowing the quantum. They are just innately good at being positive and exceptional mindset, and therefore they draw that into them, and then that goes to meet with their future. And that's why they are the kind of people you might walk past and think, God, they have everything, or why are they so positive, or, you know, and it's, people don't have to walk past in envy. They can walk past thinking, I'm going to model that person. That's what I want to be. That's what I want to do, and go forward and do that. The answers are in the book, because once you're emotionally cleansed, it's, you know, it's there for you. Whatever you want, get it into fine detail and imprint it in all your senses and really feel what it would feel like to be living that. As I said, living your future, living the quantum, and you'll actually attract that as the particles come together to, in the material world, to actually form your future. So it is all scientifically based. You know, it might sound a bit much for people if it's the first time you've heard it, but the book explains it in quite simple terms and takes you through with the methodology in how to actually put that in place, so, you know, we can all be that person we really want to be. And sometimes the reason we're not who we want to be is because when we were younger, you hear that you can't do something, or you can't have something, or you're not meant to do that, and that's awful, and it's not true. So, you know, it's stepping out of your comfort zone to really realize that and go forward with no inhibitions of anything.
Whatever. Yeah. I think about when I was just listening to you, which I probably look like I'm mesmerized because I could just listen to you all day.
You're too kind.
What I was thinking about is when, you know, as coaches or teachers or even as a parent, you always want your children to hang out with positive, like-minded people. So, you know, we always say, if you want to eat healthy, we'll hang out with like-minded people, like-minded lifestyles. Or you want to be active. But I was thinking of that like-minded place, because we still, mindset still, it feels woohoo to so many people. It drives me crazy when we say meditation or intuition or, you know, what's your intention for the day, or your gratitude, or are you breathing? And everybody just goes, but it's still, hang out with like-minded people. Have somebody in your top five that you want to be. Like, what does she have going on? And it's the same thing. It's positive energy seeks positive energy.
You know, just surround yourself by those people, because we really become who we hang around. And, you know, that's one of the hardest challenges actually with clients, because I get people sat in front of me and they want to achieve great things and do great things, and I see a bundle of potential. But then they'll tell me about their family and their family's beliefs. And I actually think, you know, it's never the actual person that sat on the couch in front of me that really needs to be there. It's their family, because you know, they're the ones that are putting these negative suggestions their way. You can't do this, you're not capable of that, or they don't want to support people, and then it brings them down. When, you know, so I see people in front of me, they get really excited and they go away really happy, like a totally different person within, you know, a couple of hours. And then they'll go home and I'll get some message that, you know, I don't know what's happened. And you think, I do. It's because of your environment. So part of what I actually want to do, as I personally evolve, is actually have a boutique residential.
I was literally going to say, we need a mindset rehab, because that's what we do with addiction. Exactly. We need to pull them out of society and just wean them away from their families and not, or, you know.
Most people don't realize, like you say, the energy around them, if it's negative, it will be absorbed.
Okay, Emma, thank you so much for being with us. We're going to be here together again at the end of June. Can you tell everybody where to find you one more time?
Sure, you can go to all the W's, outofyourcomfortzone.uk, and then you'll find links to all the rest of the websites there and the book. And obviously you can take the free comfort zone test as well.
Yes. Perfect. You guys pick up this read. It is amazing. You can always catch me on Monday nights, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern on Coach Couch and Coffee here on Transformation Talk Radio. We talk all things wellness, and you can hop on my website at 3wellnesspillars.com and have a little bit of fun. I'll talk to you really soon. Bye.